The Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning. It tops around about 23 degrees. We're sitting on 12 at the moment. And look, we got a response back for Transport for New South Wales overnight about the Coffs Harbour Bypass and the Caramba Road Interchange. To talk more about it, Girmesh Singh joins us. Girmesh, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about the bypass and a couple of things. Firstly, though, some good news yesterday with funding announcements for you.
Yeah, so yesterday we were at the Graff Avenue playground in Taormina at $75,000 from the state government on top of a similar amount from council as well to really upgrade that play space. I know the community there was very, very excited about, you know, what's going to be upgraded there with the new playground and new equipment and a general refresh of that park, but also $300,000 to continue the work that's going on at Sandy Beach with their community space at the front near the reserve. So I know a lot of people have been waiting a long time for that at Sandy Beach as well. And, you know, that's a suburb that's grown quite immensely over the last 10 years with new estates coming in and a much larger population. So, you know, they deserve to have good playgrounds there as well. And under the and Everyone Can Play program, the government funding these playgrounds and getting them constructed.
Good news. Mate, the bypass work obviously is underway at the moment. We've had a lot of questions over the last fortnight from people asking about the interchange on Caramba Road, but more about the upgrade of Caramba Road, whether it'll happen and how it'll happen and stuff. We reached out to Transport for New South Wales, got a response back last night from a spokesperson saying the interchange includes an upgrade of Caramba Road east to Roselands Drive and west past Bennetts Road. 850 metres of Caramba Road and 250 metres of Bennetts Road will be upgraded in total. That's essentially, isn't it, just the bits that go on to the interchange?
Yes, it's not far from where the interchanges are on either side. So it's only 850 metres in total. But yeah, that's what's part of the project, of this current project. And if we need to look at upgrading the whole rest of that road all the way into town, well, that'll be something that needs to be part of a separate project.
Because, I mean, wouldn't you look at that as being part of the project, though, when considering that we're going to put an interchange smack bang there, that you'd expect that it would increase traffic volumes along what isn't already a busy road, that even if you took it up to say, Shepherd's Lane, even just resurfacing, because they'll be coming off this shiny new road for, say, 400 metres and then back onto the old road?
Look, resurfacing in itself is not an expensive thing to do, and I would imagine that resurfacing that road probably will happen before the bypass finishes anyway, just as a matter of routine. But when we're talking about that particular section of road east of Shepherd's Lane, where it's a divided road, that particular part of the street would require a whole lot of work and a whole different scope and a whole new scope, because it's quite narrow, and to upgrade that section will be a lot of work. So that's why it would need to be a separate project. But look, these are all discussions that I guess need to be had in conjunction with the council, because it's a council road as well. It's a local road. And obviously one of the big concerns people had with having an interchange at Caramba Road was the increase in traffic. But, you know, the reason that it was kept in place was that all the traffic at the moment that comes from over Red Hill would have to go through town if they're travelling north or even south to Sawtell, whereas now they'll be able to hop straight on the bypass and not have to go through town. So the traffic modelling on that one doesn't foresee a big increase in traffic, because the bypass will actually take people off that road as well as add people onto it.
Now, obviously major talking points are, you know, the 12s, so reduce a trip by 12 minutes, avoid 12 sets of traffic lights, 12,000 jobs, etc. Once the bypass is completed, will we see any of the traffic lights removed from the old highway, or will they still remain in place, do you think?
I think that's, again, it's a conversation for to be had with council as to what happens to that, you know, that old corridor, because Coffs Harbour is still a big city. You know, it's a big regional city. We've got a definitive peak hour and a rush hour, and there will still be a fair bit of traffic in town. And probably I'd say there would need to be some monitoring of that traffic for a little while once the bypass opens, and then decisions will need to be made about, you know, do we consolidate a few sets of lights? Do we turn some of them into roundabouts or just remove them altogether? But I'd imagine that there will still be a need for some of them to stay, particularly on the more heavily congested corners like Bray Street, for instance. I think that will always have quite a lot of traffic, same as a few of the ones in the centre of town. But yeah, that's a discussion, I guess, that we'll need to have once it's open, and we'll see exactly what the traffic situation's like.
While I've got you, I want to talk about waste. it's obviously primarily a council thing with the tip and the smell, which is putrid, which, again, this morning when we got to work, you could smell it from our car park here. The EPA subsidies, I'm pretty sure they end sometime soon, if not in the next days or so. Is there going to be an extension for the council on this? And have the council reached out to you or the EPA that you know of to ask for an extension of the subsidies?
Yeah, the council has reached out, and I believe the EPA is meeting with council in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks to determine what will happen to those subsidies. But those subsidies are also it's a mechanism by where council can transition out of making that mixed waste organic output into something else as well. So that's what the subsidy is for, is to help them transition, and I guess that's what the discussions will revolve around.
So do you think that there is a chance of them being extended, or...?
Look, there's always a chance, but I guess that's what the EPA will determine in their discussions with council.
Has EPA sort of had any comment or input at all into the stench and, you know, the livability of that for people around the area?
It's funny you ask that, actually. I know that a lot of people have made a lot of complaints over the last few days that it seems to be getting worse. And without prejudicing any investigation into it, obviously I've asked them to have a closer look at it again. I believe they'll be making inspections later this week, again, to have a look at how we can improve that site, because, you know, I had to fill up petrol on the south side of Coffs yesterday morning. I nearly gagged. It was that strong.
One of my solutions is a bunch of pedestal fans on the England's Road roundabout, just pointing straight at the tip and blowing the smell that way.
But that blows into the next valley over. So,
true.
But it's obviously something we need to look at as Coffs Harbour, and doesn't mean that we need to move that whole facility out away from town. I would think that would be a sensible move. No one wants to be anywhere near a tip, and for obvious reasons. I think this is an issue that, instead of getting better with time, seems to be getting worse with time.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Girmesh, thanks for your time this morning, mate, and we'll chat again next week.
No worries. I'll see you later at the day at the TAFE opening. We're opening the new trade sub later today at the TAFE, and that's an exciting big upgrade to that TAFE facility there.
Brilliant stuff. Girmesh Singh, the state member for Coffs Harbour, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. We've got news on the way.